Critic: San Francisco mayor's trans shelter plan may put women on streets. By Penny Starr on June 1, 2022. San Francisco's Democrat Mayor London Breed has a plan to end homelessness for people who claim they are transgender. But her plan could mean women get pushed to the back of the line, says a critic. Today I announced my 5-year plan to end transgender homelessness in San Francisco, which includes investing in programs that support and create real long-term change in the lives of transgender people. At sf_hsh@sf_dph@smhtatranscities.f. Michelle Tondler, a San Francisco resident and self-described moderate liberal, tweeted back to the mayor. Assuming I'm reading this right, in San Francisco homeless transgender women will be given priority for housing, she tweeted. Women identified as female at birth will be behind them in line. The LGBT website, The Bay Area Reporter, covered this part of Breed's $6.5 million as part of a $14 billion 2022-23 budget, including a press release from Breed's office that said the trans housing issue would involve her office, the Housing and Community Development, the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing, the Department of Public Health, the Office of Transgender Initiatives, and nonprofit organizations that serve that demographic. The Bay Area Reporter reported. The mayor's proposed 2-year budget includes the following to begin implementation of the plan to end trans homelessness: at least 150 long-term housing subsidies through the city's flexible housing subsidy pool program, and acquisition and operations for a new permanent supportive housing site for TGNC and LGBTQ+ youth, with a focus on transition-age youth. Sick. The plan also calls for $6 million over 2 years dedicated to fund short-term rental subsidies, flexible financial assistance, and support to build capacity among nonprofit providers serving TGNC residents, and $500,000 to fund behavioral health services for TGNC individuals experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness, building on the $500,000 investment already supporting trans youth experiencing homelessness, according to the release. In a press release, Breed said that the city has one of largest trans populations in the country that calls for continued investments. But we can show the country that we continue to be a leader on supporting and protecting our trans communities, Breed stated. According to the news outlet, trans leaders stated they like Breed's homelessness plan. Given our rich legacy of trans activism, San Francisco is well positioned to lead the country and the world on ending homelessness for trans communities, Arya Saeed, a transgender woman, said.